Good morning,
Radio.
Good morning, everyone. We are thankful that truly this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And I am very excited this morning. I bless everyone that comes to hear this radio, blog, talk radio, and those that will join us later on. I want to let you know that the promises of God are yes and amen. And I'm excited because we continue with the topic of receiving the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit operates today. I want you to know that God has given you these gifts, and not only did God give us prophecy and the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, healing, discernment of spirit, he's also given us the speaking in tongues, and that's something that can be very controversial to some circles in this day. But today I want to activate your faith that you would believe about receiving the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus himself spoke and said to wait. In Luke 24:49, it says, "Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high." And so Jesus promised that he would go, but he would send another comforter, or the other comforter, which was the Holy Spirit. Spirit is a promise that was given by the Father, and it would be activated in our lives, not only for the disciples at that time, but for all those that would believe. And I want you to know that if you are a believer, if you receive salvation through faith, you can also receive the power of the Holy Spirit by via of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and then continue to be infilled with the Holy Spirit so that you would know what to do. It's essential, my beloved brothers and sisters, that we all receive the Holy Spirit. And we know this through the scriptures, that is with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. Now, I don't want to make this just a circle around one gift. There are many gifts of the Spirit. And when we look all through the Bible, we will see that in the Old Testament, God used prophets and he used prophecy, working of miracles. There was a lot of things done in the Old Testament. Joshua speaking to the sun and the moon and said, "Be still." That's a working of miracles. That is mind-boggling. But that this dispensation, and when I say this dispensation, this end-time church, the sign was that God would send the other comforter and the Holy Spirit would remain in every believer. We know that the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament came upon the prophets and came upon the priests and came upon leaders. And we see how they were endowed with power, but then it was released. It wasn't permanently upon them. But the promise of God was that he would infill us with all of the gifts, and that the body itself would minister to itself by using these gifts and moving in the power of the Holy Spirit. I want to recap a little bit about what we have spoken, because I want you to get the best of the best of the best of God. And I am excited. This is your host, Pastor Jenny Torres, and I am standing in proxy, you may say, or standing here for Apostle Moneta Hare, which is the founder of this Kingdom In Gathering online church. And I am so excited because I know that she is pro-giving ministries. In other words, that we will all activate our ministries and that we would be all that God has called us to be. So today, let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we stand before your awesome presence, it only is by grace, Lord God, that we come because of the blood of Jesus that was shed abroad, Lord. Father, those years, those many years ago, thousands of years ago, we can stand before you today and still know that what Jesus said, he meant every single word. He said that he did not speak of his own accord, but he that was sent out, Lord God, to the world, Father, was speaking by your lips, your will, and your purpose. And so, Father, today I thank you for the move and the power of your Holy Spirit as you touch every, Lord God, Kira, as you help those that feel, Lord God, that they cannot receive, and even the erroneous teachings that have gone out to the people of God. I pray, Father, that they would be, Lord God, a major construction or reconstructions of the minds of those that would hear this radio program, and that today, Father, would be a day of new beginnings in their lives. As you continue to uplift, Lord God, equip, Father, and release the people of God to do the work of the ministry by those in which you have ordained to take the lead. I pray, Lord God, that we would have ears to listen, that we would have mouths to speak and eyes to see what you are doing in this season. And we are grateful to you, my God, because you truly are our God and our help. Lord God, our ever-present help in time of need. So today, as we call upon your name, we pray, Lord, for the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you, that you open the eyes of our understanding, that we would know what is the high calling, and to continue to trust and release ourselves to the power and the work of the Holy Spirit. Bring us to the places of conviction, the things that we need to be convicted of, and Lord God, that we would by faith be stirred up and know that perfect love casts out all fears. So today, Father, if anyone is fearful, if anyone is afraid, if anyone has been taught erroneous ideas about your Holy Spirit, you being our God, our Father, our Daddy, will not give us a stone if we ask you for the Holy Spirit, or a serpent. You will give us those good gifts. And so we thank you today for the move and the power of your Holy Spirit that would come into, Lord God, the ears of those that hear what you are speaking today, Father. And we thank you because the Holy Spirit is alive and well in us, working through us and leading us to all truth and even showing us things to come. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen, and amen. And I am excited because I know that God is doing something new. God is moving powerfully in the hearts of every believer. Some of us go at a slower pace. Some of us are being accelerated to do what God has called us to do. And all of us should be heading towards the mark of the high calling, meaning that everything that God has for you to be displayed in this lifetime should be activated in your life. And so today I invite all of you that come on to the broadcast that would be with us today so that we can continue to stand in faith and believe God. Yes, the Holy Spirit is alive and well today. And so I want to pose this question to you. Is the Holy Spirit for today? Yes, it is. Why? Because Jesus said that he would go, but he would send another comforter, and that is the book of John. I don't want to get ahead of myself because every time I study this theme, I realize that the people of God need to understand what was said by Jesus and that it was a New Testament promise. He made a promise. We look at the scriptures and we see that he made a promise. If we look at Matthew chapter 3, verse 11, even John making emphasis said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he was coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Glory to God, with the Holy Spirit and fire. Why would we want to miss out on this gift? You know, and it's a good gift. It was a promise said by Jesus, and it is a good gift. Luke 11, 9, 13, and I'm just recapping. It says, and I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be open to you. For everyone who asks, receive, and he who seeks, finds. And to him who knocks, the door shall be open. My God, are you listening to me? Listen to what the Holy Spirit is even conveying to you today. I say to you, it will be given to you. Glory to God. It is a good gift. It is a good gift. And this is Jesus speaking. He says, I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him that knocks, it shall be open. Now, God is not a man to lie or a son of man to relent. What he promises in the scripture, he shall fulfill. What he needs from you and I is that we step out in faith and believe his promises and believe that God is who he says he is. And now we read, if a son asks for bread from my father among you, will you give him a stone? If your son asks, you know, we love our children. My son is already in his 40s. He can ask me anything. And if it's to my capacity, I will give it to him. I will give it to him because he's my son. He was birthed by me. And see, we have been birthed through the Holy Spirit into the kingdom of God, and we are kingdom-bound people. And so God takes notice of you. God sees you, and God wants to infill you with the Holy Spirit. So see, if we ask God for the Holy Spirit, will he not give it to us? As he says in the scripture, if a son asks for bread from any father among you, will you give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will you give him a serpent instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, will you offer him a scorpion? No, this is Luke 11 from 9 to 13. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask of him? And so that means that you have to ask for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and you have to believe that once you ask, he will answer. Believe God. Believe God. He wants to baptize you and continuously infill you with the Holy Spirit. In John 7, 37 to 39, it says, on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scriptures have said, will flow rivers of living waters. This is he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him will receive. For the Holy Spirit was not given because Jesus was not glorified. Yet Jesus was speaking about something that would come afterwards, about something that he would be given through the death and resurrection of Jesus. The Holy Spirit came down on the disciples and came constantly down on those who believe. So see, yes, we should be speaking about receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I remember as I gave my heart to the Lord, I saw the brothers speaking in tongues, and they were doing different things that I didn't know what was going on, but I knew that it had to be something good. I was in the church and I was hearing this. I was saying, God, what is going on? And I went home because I didn't dare go up for prayer, and I got on my knees, and I remember it was December. I was living with my mom. It had snowed, and it was very bright outside. We lived in the projects, and so we were on the 11th story, and it was very bright outside. But when I started to pray and ask for the Holy Spirit, instantaneously it came over me. And this was 2 weeks after I was saved, and I didn't know anything about the Holy Spirit, but I received vision, and I received the Holy Spirit, and it came accompanied with a vision, and I didn't understand what it was, but as I started to study the scriptures, I realized that it was speaking about the Christ that was glorified. I saw a vision and I was convinced that it was God that was upon me. I didn't know all that what is to know as I know today, but in that time I asked for the Holy Spirit, and that's exactly what I received. I received the infilling and the gift of prophecy, and I did not understand to its totality what was going on, but my mother that was in the other room heard, and she started speaking in tongues, and she came into the room, and we had a Holy Ghost party, if I may say so. It was something that was so great that we were engulfed in, that we said, oh my God, I had never experienced God that way. So the first time I got baptized with the Holy Spirit, I was just speaking. It was such an overflow, my sisters and my brothers. And that is for you today. God is not a respecter of person. If you ask, believing, you shall receive, because without faith, it's impossible to please God. For those that come to him must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Diligently seek, my brothers, in any given moment. It is not that you have to tarry, because you have to tarry before Jesus was taken up. But now you just receive, believe, and receive. So those of you that would even go to your church today amongst the brothers, just receive. Those of you that are home, just receive. Again, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I know that the Holy Spirit is available to you right now at this moment, just giving you, just allowing you to hear this message. I want you to listen very quickly. I want you to pay attention, and that you would receive those rivers of living waters, as John 7:37-39 said. We can receive. Who is the baptizer? Jesus. It was prophesied by John. Luke 3:18, and John the Baptist said it this way. John answered, saying to them, I indeed baptize you with water, but one is mightier than me is coming, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to loose. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. And again, I am recapping, but it's necessary for you to hear these scriptures, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. This is the written scripture, the word of God, by which we conduct ourselves and by the which we live. Who said that the Holy Spirit is not for today? The Holy Spirit is for today until Jesus comes back to get his church. Then we may not have need for any of the speaking in tongues. We may not have need for prophecy, because we will be with him. But as long as we are on the face of the earth, you can ask God to give you, and he will. And we saw it in the scriptures. In Acts chapter 1, verse 4-5, it say, being assembled, and this is when Jesus said to Peter, and let me just read that scripture, because it's very important that you hear that Jesus promised it, and that it came upon the disciples. And it says in Acts chapter 1 from verse 4 and 5, and being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Jesus walked with the disciples. He talked with those that believed. They saw the power of resurrection in him. They knew that he had died. They seen his crucifixion, and now they see him alive. My God, this is so awesome even to hear this. Because God promised something and it was truly fulfilled. So we are excited. I am excited to know that Jesus is alive and well at the right hand of the Father, forever making intercession for us. And so we see in the scripture that he said, go to disciples, go. And I'm just recapping, go, because you're going to receive
power from on high. You're going to receive the promise. You see, the promise came after Jesus resurrected. And so what am I trying to say? That the Holy Spirit is for today. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is for today. It is something that was promised by Jesus, and God will fulfill his very word. God will not promise you something that he will not give you. His promises are yes and amen. And so we need to be excited and know that God will give us the Holy Spirit. Now in Acts chapter 2, it says in verse 1 to verse 4, "Now when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all assembled in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were seating," or where they were seated, or they were seating, they were there, they were waiting. They took the word of God through Christ. Christ said, "I don't through my own accord," but they believed in the power of his resurrection because it was foreordained in the scripture like that in the Old Testament. And now they're seeing right before their eyes the promise of God, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world, is saying, "I go to the Father, but go wait in Jerusalem." And now they are sitting in one place in one accord, and they were waiting for the power of the Holy Spirit, my God. They were waiting. There was 120 in that upper room, and we have vocalized this before. We have spoken about this before. They waited, and the day of the Pentecost came, and suddenly a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, it filled the whole house where they were seated. And then they appeared to them, divided tongues as a fire, and one sat upon each of the persons, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now I pose this question to you. The Spirit gave them utterance. Who spoke? They did, those that were waiting for the promise. They didn't care how long it took. They were waiting. And on the day of Pentecost, the day of completion, the day the promise came upon the disciples. But you and I, my brothers and sisters, no longer have to wait. We can pray. We can fast. We can read the scriptures. But brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit is for today. For today, I don't know how much emphasis I can make on this. And then it says also in verse 15 to 16 of chapter 2, Peter stood up and he began to speak what the prophet Joel spoke about. And he said, "For these are not drunk as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day, 9 o'clock in the morning. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel." Now, I want you to know that this was not a one-time gift, like I told you. This is something that is for everyone today. If you are a person who received the Lord Jesus Christ by faith, as one who has believed, you receive by faith, you believe, and you were convicted of your sin, you also can believe for the power of the Holy Spirit. Like I said earlier, I didn't know what that was. But I heard it in the church, and because I heard people speaking in tongues, I also received the power of the Holy Spirit. It came upon me when I didn't know anything, but it empowered me to reach goals and destinies that I still need to reach by the power of God. Now, I want you to know that in Acts chapter 8, verse 14 to 17, it was received by the Gentiles in Samaria. And also in Acts chapter 10, 44 to 46a, it was received by the Gentiles in Caesarea, and also by the Gentiles in Ephesus. And so as we look at the books of Acts, and we can study the book of Acts, and you can see for yourself, my sisters and brothers, that this was given to all who believe. Speaking in tongues is described also in 1 Corinthians 14:39. Therefore, brethren, desire earnestly to prophesy, and do not forbid to speak in tongues. That's 1 Corinthians 14:39. I'm just recapping on the things that we have spoken recently. I want you to understand that this is for today. It's not for next week. It's not for anything past this time, but you believe that you receive, and it shall be given to you. In Acts 10, it says it very clearly. While Peter was still speaking to those in the house of Cornelius that were considered Gentiles, he began to speak, and while he was still speaking, the Holy Spirit fell on them, those that were there in the house of Cornelius, his friends and his families, and they heard the gift of the Holy Spirit that was poured out in them upon the Gentiles, because they spoke with other tongues. This was the Gentiles in Caesarea. So we see that the Holy Spirit is for today. When we receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit, we begin to speak, my sisters and brothers. What do we speak? What was the evidence that we saw in the disciples? They began to speak in other tongues. And many may argue, but they were speaking the language of those that were listening. I want to pose to you this question today, and I want to make this emphasis. The power of the Holy Spirit enables you to move in the other gifts. It helps us pray. We begin to speak. We begin to be filled with the Holy Spirit. You know, all languages are made up of words that are combinations of sounds. If I sigh, go, you know what that is. If I begin to whimper, you know what that means. But imagine that we're speaking heavenly language and the languages on the earth. How many languages and dialects are on the face of the earth? How much verbalization we can give to that? When we go to a place that we're sent by God, we may not speak that language, but all of a sudden the Holy Spirit comes and we begin to speak the language that they know we do not speak. You see, God can use that as a sign to the non-believers, and that they would receive the power of the Holy Spirit. I am excited this morning for what God is doing and what he will continue to do. God is not a man to lie or a son of man to relent. I want to give you this number before we close, and I want you to know that you can call into 347-945-6272, which is the number in which you can be on the Kingdom In Gathering Online Church every Sunday at 7 a.m. Central and 8 o'clock Eastern Time. I want you to know that God has a promise for you, and I want you to understand that God is doing a great, great, great work. And you and I must believe God for all the things in which he has promised us. We believe God for the working of the Holy Spirit. We believe God for the promises that he gives us. We believe God because he is our God, our Savior, the hope of our salvation, and we will continue to believe God for the promise of the Holy Spirit. We know that the Holy Spirit is given to us vocally, and so the speaking in tongues is a vocal gift. Like I said, all languages are made up of combinations of sound. If the Spirit is to give us the enablement of vocal inspiration, like in the day of Pentecost, we must begin to speak. Open up your mouth and speak, but not in your language. We know that we can speak in other tongues because it's a promise that was given to us in the New Testament, and we no longer have to tarry because the day of Pentecost came and they were filled with the Holy Spirit. I want you to know to call in if you have any questions. Drop anything. Just go to Minetta Hare on the online talk radio, and you can email me or inbox me at Jenny Torres on Facebook. Just look for us, and we desire for you to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We know that there are several languages that are spoken, and that we can continue to believe God for his mercy and for everything that he has given us, that we will continue to believe the Holy Spirit. Again, that number, please contact us at 347-945-6272. Reach us, download it on your computer, listen to the recording. We will continue to bless God with the Holy Spirit. The purpose of the heavenly language is a sign that the Spirit is with us. We use it in prayer. It's so much scripture that I can give you, my sisters and my brothers. And I want you to know that we can believe God. If today you believe, lift up your hands and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I stand before you, and I want to receive the Holy Spirit of promise. Father, fill me with the Holy Spirit, and as I begin to take, Lord, this word by faith, that I would be filled and begin to verbalize the Holy Spirit. And I know that the Holy Spirit is in me because it's a promise that is made in the Word of God. I want you to know that this tool is for all believers. All believers need to receive the Holy Spirit, should receive the Holy Spirit, simply because it is a sign, simply because it was a promise, simply because we can. And that is an avenue where you begin to flow even deeper in the Holy Spirit and with the other gifts. It is a tool. And we know that in the Bible it speaks about 9 gifts of the Spirit. But today we can be edified. We can receive. There's times where I don't even know how to pray, but the Holy Spirit, which is the Paracletos, my helper, the one that comes alongside me, helps me to pray, helps me to intercede, helps me when I don't even know what to pray for. He gives me instruction, divine revelation, and I want you to know that it is by the power of God. 1 Corinthians 12:31 says, but earnestly desire the best gift, yet I show you a more excellent way. And this is in starting from the last verse of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 12, going into the chapter 13 of love, because we all need to walk in love. We have the fruit of the Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit. We can operate better as we love. So even as we go through times of testing, times of things that happen, even when the Holy Spirit comes upon you and he wants to use you, God also wants us to mature. I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit and I was in awe, but I understood that even if that vision was given to me and I received a revelation that I had not seen in the scriptures prior to me understanding what the scriptures was, I received the Holy Spirit and I had a vision that I know it came from God, because later on I searched the scriptures and I saw that it was God that promised me and also gave me the Holy Spirit and the gift of the prophetic anointing. I want to tell you, sisters and brothers, that we need to search out the scriptures and we must believe that the Holy Spirit is for today. I remember as I studied, I wrote an article, or rather I wrote my thesis, my first thesis ever, about is prophecy for today. And I just remember that time and when the Holy Spirit came upon me and I began to write, wisdom comes from praying in the Spirit, from being in the scriptures. Let us not use our gifts to destroy, but to edify each other in love. If we read 1 Corinthians 12, if we read 1 Corinthians 13 and 14, these chapters go together. My sisters and brothers, it has to be done in love, understanding that the Holy Spirit is given to us to edify us and to teach us what to do. This has been Jenny Torres, Elder Jenny Torres, or Pastor Jenny Torres, or just Jenny Torres. I am grateful for the time that I'm able to share with you. If you have any questions, inbox me or Apostle Moneta Hare. We're on Facebook. We will continue to teach and describe to you the acts and the works of the Holy Spirit in the New Testament, and know that God is with you and for you. We know that there are vocal gifts, revelation gifts, and power gifts. If we are to categorize each of the gifts of the Holy Spirit found in 1 Corinthians, be blessed. You are favored by God, and we wait for your call as we will continue to do and teach and preach on the Holy Spirit of promise. Lord, I am so grateful for this morning. I pray that my sisters and brothers will receive and that everything I spoke would be clear to those today. I pray that the Holy Spirit will come upon those that hear this recording or hear this teaching. Lord God, as you have used me before, use me again, not for me, Lord God, but for the people that wait upon you. Let them be filled and continuously be filled and practice their spiritual language and walk in the gifts of faith. I also pray for the body of Christ that you have given the fivefold ministry to so that they would, Lord, learn how to do the work of the ministry. I thank you, Lord God, for the gift that has been bestowed upon me, and I pray for the apostles, Lord God, that would hear this recording, that will revisit the scriptures, and that would pray, Lord God, and even lay hands if they have to, Lord, so that the people of God would receive. I thank you for the time that you used me, Lord God. Use me again, Lord, so that the glory of God will come upon your people, not unto me, Lord, but unto you be all the glory and the power and the might. Use me for the glory of your kingdom. Use me so that this word would go forth. Use me, Lord God, that you would be glorified and lifted up. And I thank you, Lord God, for this time, for this purpose, for this prayer call, for I know that you are doing great and mighty things on the face of the earth. Lord, bless your people. Give them understanding that they would reach out and touch, Lord God. Reach out and communicate. Reach out, Lord God, and be blessed by the power of the word of God. If you hear this this program, please inbox Apostle Manetta Hare and let her know what you think and what are the things that you desire to learn and to speak about. You are blessed and favored. Also, go on her Facebook page. She has a calendar that she shares. Let yourself be edified. Seek the Holy Spirit. Seek the power of the Holy Spirit, and do not forbid speaking in tongues, pastors. The Lord knows that we need the power of God to continue, but let everything be done in order, and that God would be glorified, and that God would be uplifted in the church of the living God. We are kingdom-bound people. We will continue to do the work of the Holy Spirit. We will continue to speak about the Holy Spirit as Apostle Manetta here indicates, and we will know that we can receive the Holy Spirit right where we are. We are instructed to ask the Father to free us from the mindsets that hold us back from receiving the Holy Spirit, and knowing that the Father wants to give us good gifts, as we read before. We know that the praying in tongues may be in private, but the gift of speaking in tongues and interpretation is for the church. So we know that those two equal prophecy, like I said before, and as you can tell, I'm still flowing because this is dear to my heart and is dear to the heart of Apostle Manetta. I thank God for the release of the Holy Spirit today, and I believe and stand in faith for you. Call in, tell us what you think, and ask us questions. We will give you scripture. That is the only thing that we can give you, the word of God, as we properly interpret the scriptures, because we know that God is still doing the work on the face of the earth till Jesus comes again and returns for a glorious church. You are blessed and favorite of the Lord until we meet again next Sunday at the same time, 7 o'clock a.m. Central and 8 o'clock a.m. You are blessed and favored of the Lord. And again, that call-in number is 347-945-6272. God bless you. God keep you. Continue to believe God in all good work, because God will use you for his glory. You are blessed and favored. Bye-bye.